You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This is a great song. I'd say play it every bump back from break. Remember these guys, Mark?
Come on, you know this song. You know the band.
Is this the Wham or something?
Wham?
It's UB40.
Pony.
What year?
1985?
No.
Red, 1989.
Red Wine was a 90s song.
Red
1991.
Wine.
Yeah, I have a very specific time frame of music.
Yeah, it's just Joe Esposito. You're the best around.
Red Wine was 83.
What?
See, I told you
the
I was onto
something. Greatest year of all time, according to some.
Get the F out of here.
See if my initial guess of 85 was right.
Funny thing is, Donnie.
He was only like 14 years off on Boys to Men here, so maybe he can redeem himself.
I don't want to upset anybody, but the final five episodes of Cobra Kai is out, and a callback.
Guest star in this season. Heard there's a massive Pittsburgh-based guest star. I will actually not say who it is.
My thing is
his boss.
No.
Michael Keaton.
No.
I know Ryan Clark was on there. I already tweeted that.
Oh, okay, that's the one I thought. Oh. Yeah.
No, but there was a callback to the Joe Esposito
Ryan Clark
sign.
Was on the Cobra Kai show.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He was a what he does color announcer for the.
Oh, that's lame. I was hoping he was like one of the.
What
ninjas.
If he was just
Britt Baker was on there. Your friend.
What was she there as? Like,
she was one of the karate extras or something in the last five episodes. Very quick. If you didn't notice, look for her. You wouldn't have noticed.
You know, if Kaboom gets asked by the producer someday to be on, like as an extra,
absolutely.
You're just doing a scene walkthrough and you say one thing to one person. What a dream that would be for you.
Oh, absolutely. I would do it. Plus, I think they get...
If you have a speaking role, you get good SAG-AFTRA rates and all that. You get you get a nice chunk of change for that.
Are you in SAG-AFTRA, Mark?
I don't even know what that means.
That's our union. Screen Actors.
I am in no union.
I'm radio artists. You're in the Pat McAfee union.
I'm in the Independent Contractors Union, where I have to go see my
accountant.
And it's not going to be pretty.
Those estimated taxes. Pony, we had the Name That Tune from the Fan the early days. You had a Vinny Ricchici clip.
Yeah, I think have you heard this one, Mark?
You've never seen my act, too, with mailing balls. It's something to come down and watch.
Cook just slamming his papers down, we think, in the middle of that.
You know, there's only one Vinny Cook. Soundbite that I
National Sport of Afghanistan. Yes,
I mean I still listen to that from time to time.
How do you
have it saved?
Oh, it's like on. I don't know if it's on Awful. It's something like that.
So you
just
can
Google
search
it
on the internet.
Okay. Yeah.
Robert North for Sales though, Pony. I would like to stress this because I think it's a good callback and a deep cut. He tweeted me and he just said that was way too easy by you guys. Don't you have some Troy Clarity or Mike Sasson clips? Mike Sasson.
Or how about Corey Graves?
I said Lance and Gates. Well, Corey Graves was
Mike, fell asleep on the air.
Was Matt the Kid Polinsky here?
He did, Mark.
He fell.
He was doing my show.
He was doing my shift like on the weekends.
It's
I didn't
a true
have
story.
To do 2 to 6 a.m. Yeah. I got to like work up a little bit. And Corey, as Matt Polinsky, his real name, was doing the overnight shift, this 2 to 6 a.m. And at one point, he just put his head down fell asleep.
That's funny because last week when I was here with the Bubba show in the pizza contest, he was telling me McAfee was his intern there and he fell asleep. He goes, he fell asleep right in this corner right here.
Wait, Bubba's intern
was
Pat. McAfee?
Yeah,
that's what I didn't know that.
I'm like, that's kind of funny because there's not a guy that works harder right now than Pat.
It is very funny. Two things I just was thinking of here. two guys have made it very far in the WWE. One because both because of their on the mic skills, and in one case because of their in ring skills. And both of them got a start here in local media and were just atrocious at it, man. Kurt Angle did the worst 10 o'clock sportscast I have ever seen. The angle on sports.
Then he followed that up with the pizza commercial.
Right.
That pizza commercial was, once again, if I'm bored,
Donnie,
I'm watching that.
Did you ever
that.
See the pizza commercial they're talking
pizza
about?
I don't know outlet. That
one. Yeah, go. Kurt Angle Pizza Outlet is a classic.
Whoa,
Pony.
This pepperoni.
Exactly.
You know, Pony. Angle's people keep trying to get him in studio with us. We should do that on a Friday,
absolutely.
Mark. Would you like that?
We should do that.
We'll get you in here for it, too, and we can have
Pony.
Like a four-man roundtable.
Have you
Five-man
ever seen,
with
have
Donnie.
You ever seen the Boom Goes the Dynamite clip?
Yeah, with the kid in college
he's just
doing
like
a sportscast.
So, he looks like he's practically like melting. Yeah. He's sweating. Kurt would start the, it was Fox 53, 10 o'clock news. They just started. Like Sheila Hyland, you remember that name?
Yep.
Jay Harris of SportsCenter fame was on it too. He was an anchor though. And Kurt would try to do the sports and he just, some people are good at reading a teleprompter and some people aren't. It's like actually a skill, right?
Yeah.
And he would get so far behind that it was hopeless, right? It was lost. You'd have to be able to ad lib your highlights if you remembered what they were. And then to see him go into the WWE and be one of the unquestioned best dudes on the mic in there was wild. Because it happened, Mark, it happened in like a literal 2-year span.
Yeah. You ever see the Crowley, West Virginia sports
I have.
Show? Oh,
yeah,
that's
Doran
pretty
Doran posted
fun.
The video of that.
Is it bad?
He's
yeah,
really
he keeps
bad.
Looking at the wrong camera and,
oh,
and
no.
It's really bad.
He's fat.
Oh, no. Fat Crowley.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, it's very, very entertaining.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Sunday is the Daytona 500, Mark. Would you say that Justin Fields is in pole position to be the Steelers starting quarterback in 2025?
I'm very glad you weren't going to ask me who was going to win because I haven't watched NASCAR race in 20 years right now, but I used to be a huge Daytona fan.
Who was your favorite NASCAR driver?
I was
Dick
a
Trickle?
Jeff Gordon guy. I was Jeff Gordon.
That's when I grew up. Yeah. Jeff Gordon felt like he won every race. He had that DuPont car that had all the goofy colors.
Yeah, it was like rainbow colored.
And
yeah.
Then it was Jimmy Johnson was like became like the next big
that.
Thing.
I was in North Carolina when Earnhardt died on winter break.
What?
Yeah, we were at Lake Norman vacationing, my family, and we went to. I think it was like a Carl's Jr. or Bojangles or one of those places.
Those are two very
no, I know, very
places.
Different, very different. But
Carl's
Jr.
is Hardee's.
Southern fast food restaurants. It was Hardee's, I think, then.
Okay.
And they had a recording playing at the fast food line that they had closed because of Dale Earnhardt's death. And that's what it said.
We wouldn't laugh at that up here. It just
they
seems
shut
like
foreign, down the Hardys because they were in mourning
you
over
said you
Dale Earnhardt's
Lake,
passing.
Lake, what?
Lake Norman, North Carolina.
Because he's from Kannapolis,
yes.
Which is a suburb of Charlotte, basically.
Yeah. Yes.
Man, well,
they said, we're done for the day.
Man, I remember, too.
The Intimidator's gone.
Because I would watch that race. You'd watch like the last how many ever laps.
And it did not look like a bad hit.
But here's the fun. Here, not funny. It's macabre. But like people who knew auto racing really well at the time, like, very seasoned observers, even though to you or I it looked like a pretty innocuous crash, I guess everybody involved seemed to have a pretty good sense that that was very bad.
Did you watch that live, Mark?
Yeah. And, you know, they didn't really use head and neck devices at that point.
Well, that's
point.
Why no, they've had right. all yes. the they've had all those reforms were because of that yes. accident. Because crashes like that still happen, but nobody
Plus,
dies
I think
anymore.
He even had an open face mask helmet, too, at the time.
He was doing old school stuff.
Yes. He was doing old school stuff, like when you see those clips of guys smoking cigs in their cars. Ken Carman in Cleveland loves to post pictures of guys just lighting up cigarettes.
Stella likes the movie Cars.
Oh, great movie.
Okay. Great advice movie. From...
Lightning McQueen. You got the Italian guy in there, too. He's kind of a POS.
Wait, is that Cars 2?
I think so.
No, you got to stop with Cars 2. Cars 1 and Cars 3. Cars 2 never happened. It's like the reverse of The Empire Strikes Back.
The second one's bad?
They tried to make it about Larry the Cable Guy, and instead of being about racing, it's about secret...
Mater.
It's a secret agent
Mark.
plot. It's a secret agent plot. Cars 3, great movie. Cars 1, very good.
All right, so Mark, back to the question at hand. Do you feel like he is in pole position?
I wouldn't say pole position, but I would think he would be leading the race at this point, right?
Is there anybody coming up like close to him? Who's drafting off of him? Are there cars running near him? Are they running three wide in the turn?
My sense is if Justin wants to come back and they offer him a fair deal multiple years.
What's fair?
That's the thing, right? If he gets the free agent. But the thing is, the agent should know well before hitting free agency, well before the tampering period of how much his market value is. You don't really have to get to that point. They know pretty much right now.
Yeah, tampering's going on right now.
Yes, tampering. I mean, come on. It's definitely going on right now. So if they get in the neighborhood of what that would be, I don't know. I mean, did you see SpotTrack one right now? His number's down to 6.5. How did all of a sudden minus $3 million from the end of a season?
So SpotTrack thinks that Najee will get more money than Fields.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
ridiculous.
They're not always accurate. They had Levi Wallace having $30 million a couple years ago, and he signed here for a, you know, bag
Levi
of fries.
Wallace. There's a.
But from the what
never
I'm saying
had Taco
is,
Bell.
No, you're right.
That was our guy. Never had Taco Bell.
I don't know if I have either, but
Malsey's never had it.
Yeah, never had it. But anyway,
you know, it's difficult because how much is he worth? Teams get very desperate, man, for quarterbacks.
Well, what kind of numbers are you hearing thrown around with him?
Yeah, I don't really hear any numbers, but you can pretty much guess in the neighborhood where it is. I mean, if you're looking for two for anywhere from 25 to 30, I think that would get the job done. You might have to overpay a little bit early to prevent him from going and seeing in free agency and, if you know, going to get talk to the Saints or whoever else is there. I mean, I think he's their best option. I think that's what they would want. But I don't think they're going to overpay him. I don't think they're going to give him 3-year deals.
People keep comping him to Minshew on, like, SpotTrack. That's another thing. They do comparable players who actually signed.
What's that, 225?
And then they'll do they'll also do the age to factor it in. And, and Gardner was 27 when he signed that. Justin is going to be 26 for this season. Yeah.
Steelers will have a number. And if it pretty much exceeds that, they'll move on to plan B. And I still think Russell Wilson's a
Mark,
solid
that's
plan
such
B.
A bet. Mark,
God,
that's hold
that.
On.
I mean, I just
I'm not
think
even,
it is.
Donnie
even
said he'd rather have Kyle Allen than Russell Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
Donnie
doesn't believe
I'm
that.
I'm honestly not going to address.
Wow! Please respond to that.
Forget it. Forget what I
He's
asked.
Saying that
at least one of those options gives them some sort of line into the future, which means the 2026 draft. The Russell Wilson thing is just a hopeless grab for the next couple of years. They're going nowhere with the guy.
Well, I heard one of your callers call and say, you know, all they need with Justin is add a good receiver, a good running back, an extra tight end.
Yeah, we did have that.
Well, you know what? If you add that to Russell Wilson, he's pretty doggone good, too.
They had the guy for pennies last year, though, and now what are they going to do when they actually have to give him
money? Well, I mean, it's all relative. I wouldn't pay him.
I wouldn't pay Russell Wilson basically more
Mark,
than they paid
him last
year.
Mark, if you were listening, what do you make of my take that I just see no way Mike actually loosens the screws and just lets the guy play?
I mean, that's fair enough, right? I mean, what has he did in those first six games to suggest he would do that? However, they might have a better feel on him right now where they trust him a little bit more. Maybe through all of off-season training camp, all that stuff, maybe they do feel more comfortable with him, what they saw last year and what they would see this year, that they would be allowed, he would be allowed to do that. That's the only hope. If not, no. I mean, they win like they win. They play like he wants them to play, and we all know that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How that is.
Thank you. Here's another Valentine's Day banger. You know this one, Mark?
Back to the Future, baby. Is that Huey Lewis? The Power of Love. Was that before that Four Non-Blondes?
I've never seen Back to the Future.
Get out of town.
I've never watched it from start to finish.
Donnie, how about you? You want to make it 3 for 3?
No, Donnie's seen it.
I've seen the movie, but it's not like one of those ones I've seen a million times.
I think it's one of the way overrated movies.
Hot take of the day. Back to Future 2 is better than Back to the Future.
Don't a lot of people say that?
Ooh.
I thought a lot of people threw that one out there.
Biff.
Pony would love it, though, because can you imagine Pony if he just had the almanac and had all the results of sports?
I think he already has that.
But like he had it in the future and could go back and wager on the games. I could just imagine Pony going to every
shady bookie in town. Is that how he made
his money? Yeah.
That's how Biff made his money.
Biff made his money by just getting the sports almanac and then going and shadily placing correct bets on things.
I wish I knew somebody I could give the nickname Biff to.
Biff Muller.
Call Starkey that the next time you're on with those guys.
You could call Donnie Biff. Donnie looks like he could be a Biff.
Donnie's more like Buff.
I've never met a skinny person. Like I've never met like a skinny string bean person whose name is Biff. They're always burly.
In 2 weeks, we'll have our big 15th anniversary party at the Rivers Casino. All kinds of people will be there. Mark, have you been confirmed as a guest for this
yet? What day is it?
February 26th.
What day is it?
Of the week? I think it's Thursday.
Is it? Because I think I'm only going to the Combine Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday-ish. I don't know.
Is a Wednesday.
Oh.
So maybe you're out.
Well, it depends. I don't know. See?
It's free. You just have to show up at a ticket pickup. Donnie will have one tomorrow, 9:30 to 10:30 at the Pine Community Center in Wexford.
That's AM, right? He's not hanging out, haunting that place at night.
Fan 15th anniversary brought to you by the Washington Wild Things, Sand Designs, and Surfside Seltzer. Mark telling us off the air, he was a big fan of the Vinny and Cook show.
Huge Vinny. Plus, you know, another little nugget here. I was just talking to Paul Alexander out there, and I may have been either the first or second ever guest on the morning show of the ABCs of
sports.
Who were you writing for back then? The Greensburg?
Maybe McKeesport.
The McKeesport Daily.
I might have been.
What was that paper called?
Daily News.
The McKeesport Daily News. That was back when you and Yoey were just regional pups.
Yeah, we were back there, and I think Mac was working in the old mailroom.
Chris Mack?
Yeah, he used to work at the mailroom or something.
I thought back then he was like working in New Bern, North Carolina.
At one point he was working as either a delivery driver or in the mailroom or something.
I see on the Kabbali and Mack podcast you had something behind you today that said strike fast, strike hard. What is that?
That's Cobra Kai.
I don't mercy, baby.
Yeah, I've never even watched it, but I know that that's
You never watched it?
I haven't either, Mark. I've seen the original Karate Kid, and that was enough for me.
Cobra Kai is good, man.
I see that you had a draft of most realistic quarterbacks for 2025 for the Steelers, and you picked Derek Carr in the second round?
Well, it was a snake draft, and they gave Justin Fields number one, so I went the most realistic one.
How is Derek Carr realistic?
Well, he was like fifth overall pick.
Wait, how many of you were drafting?
Well, it was like fans and us. And so fans went Fields. I went Russ. He went somebody dumb. Aaron Rodgers, maybe.
Yep.
Then I don't know who.
I got to be honest. I think Rodgers might be more realistic than
Carr. Then I went Derek Carr in the third. Then I went Mason Rudolph, I think, second. Then Mason in the third. And
Kyle Allen was
Kyle Allen. I'm ripping on Donnie, and I have Kyle Allen coming back.
It's just so grim. These are like the names and situations.
That was the whole point
about of
the exercise.
That's what I was going to say earlier before you and Donnie got into it. It is so grim when you consider what we're actually doing here.
Unless you're Mark and you think Russell Wilson can turn back the clock and still be a good quarterback, in which case you think everything's hunky-dory.
Well, I'm not saying he's option A, but I think he should be option B.
Like, you know what's...
But even admitting that you think Justin Fields is better than Russell Wilson is kind of...
I don't know if I admit he's better. I think he's a better fit right now. You have to take a shot. I keep saying you got to take a chance, even if it's a long shot. He's 100-1 to be that franchise quarterback, maybe even worse, more than that. You might as well take a shot rather than just going with the 37-year-old, right?
I'm kind of disheartened by the way you framed it too earlier. I don't think you're wrong, but just it struck me. You were like, well, if it doesn't work with Justin, they'll move on to plan B. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what an unserious team that might say it's close to contending but really isn't does. If they really thought they were like the true quarterback away, they'd get the guy they wanted as plan A.
The problem is, and you're probably not going to want to hear this.
I probably already believe it, whatever you're going to say. The more negative it is, the more likely I believe it.
I don't know if I said this or not. I don't even know. The people at the top of the organization that might make the ultimate decisions are number three fans over number two fans.
Yes, you've said that the owner likes Russell Wilson more than Justin Fields. Is what you said.
Who does the head coach like more?
I don't know. I mean, obviously he liked.
I don't know why he whispered.
I don't know, guys.
I hope he's not listening.
I was doing my Joe Biden. I don't know.
You're Joe Biden.
Doesn't Joe Biden do that? We're coming. I don't know.
We don't have clips from Joe Biden here. We only have clips from Trump on this show.
And Tommy Tuberville, a great coach. You know, his quarterback was named Mahomes. He was a great college coach. And I said, how good was he? He said, you don't want to know how good. He made me into a great coach. He's pretty good quarterback, right? Yeah, he was very good. He's a good guy, too.
You know, some people really still believe it's called Tupperware instead of Tupperware.
What?
Some people believe it's... Hey,
man, you're really
the Tupperware.
In a different direction than
I thought. He mispronounced Tupperware,
kinda,
right?
You know, like
Tommy Tuberville.
He trashes Tuberville in that clip because you know Tommy Tuberville had an undefeated 13-0 season prior to, and he never coached Mahomes. That's the other bit.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention.
He and Mahomes missed each other by 2 years at Texas Tech.
I mean, it is a mouthful from Mark though to say that Art Rooney prefers Russell Wilson to Justin Fields. That's not. I don't want to. Gloss over that. That is a
why
pretty significant statement.
Why do you think he prefers him?
Speculation. I've been told this, but he probably thinks he has a better. They probably think they have a better chance to win now.
Okay, but
over
Art presumably. I'm pretty critical of Art's like level of engagement or like I think his decision making in many of these cases. But certainly he can't be ignorant of the stories that come out that Russ and Arthur Smith, who you know he's not going to fire. They don't fire coordinators. That the quarterback and the offensive coordinator didn't really see eye to eye, tried to make the best of it, but ultimately just weren't on the same page. Like, if you're the owner, I don't care how much of a fan of the guy you are, if you're not going to fire the coordinator and the quarterback's not under contract, why would you be such a big fan of him?
Let's make no mistake about it. Who's going to make the ultimate decision is the head coach, right?
Well, who's he? And you don't...
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you can make arguments for both, right? Maybe he feels that Russell is not the guy
anymore.
Do
you think he would let the head coach would let either one of them like truly play their style? Like, i.e. governor's off, restrictor plates off, handcuffs are off, just go out and play quarterback. I'm going to leave my hands a little bit looser on the steering wheel now.
I don't think so. I think you're going to want to play defense with your $160 million defense.
And I think you want to. That defense sucked.
And they want to run the ball.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got distracted during that last part of that because Mark was talking to somebody on Twitter about me who is a fake Napoleon Dynamite.
You don't know that. He's a legend.
What?
He does those clips? Oh, it's great. He was trolling me on Twitter yesterday.
But it was really about me, so then Mark made sure that the guy was making fun of Mark.
I wanted to make a nice transition to saying, hey, man, I follow you on like Instagram or whatever it is. I like your clips, trying to, you know, diffuse the situation.
You like clips of a guy doing Napoleon Dynamite impressions?
No, he's not doing impressions. He's like pretending like he's playing football. I guess he's a big Steeler fan. And
Donnie, did you know this guy?
This guy sounds like a riveting content machine.
This Steelers fan who pretends to be Napoleon Dynamite. Are you aware of his work?
I'd have to
look into this.
It's really weird, but it's funny at the same time.
Patrick W. Cutler.
Yes. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's some weird stuff, but it's it'd be like Kenny Pickett throwing the touchdown pass and he throws it like over a barn. You know, stuff like that. I mean, I'm just making an example. He does a lot with Mahomes and the refs.
Yeah. I feel like somebody just gave me peyote or something.
I know, man.
Honestly, I got really bad sense of humor, I guess, or really childish sense of humor. I think it's funny.
Yeah, I think you can leave it at bad.
At 4:30, time to start the weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. I heard a rumor that Mike McCarthy's back in town, so maybe he'll be over at Archie's this weekend. I could totally see that, actually. I'm not making that up. Or what's the name of the bar his family owns in Greenfield?
Well, it wasn't Huff's, was it?
No, that's closed.
Huff's is closed. Yeah, why can't we need to reopen Huff's? Mike McCarthy
strikes me as a guy that would eat the deviled eggs at a bar. You know, like the hard-boiled eggs that are in formaldehyde?
I think I did that one time in Manassas.
Formaldehyde?
Whatever they're in.
It's like beet juice.
Oh, yeah, formaldehyde.
Right?
Like formaldehyde is what they use to embalm people.
That's what it looks like, dude.
Yeah, I've did that way back.
McCarthy looks like the kind of guy who would go to a bar, sit down at the bar to have a beer or two, and say, "I'm just going to munch on the bar nuts. I don't need a menu." And then, like 20 minutes later, you know what? Give me one of those menus. Let me see what you got here.
I'm a big fan of. Hey, I'll take one of those pickles. You know, the big jars of pickles they have on
and there. Bars still.
Yeah.
How about beef sticks?
Nah. I'm not a Slim Jim type of guy.
I don't think they're giving those
out. I never was either.
I don't think they're giving those out as like a bar, like, you know, snack because they're too expensive.
Yeah, good point. Beef jerky is expensive. The price of beef jerky is devastating these days, Donnie.
I think it's always been pretty devastating.
Not as devastating as wings a couple years ago, right, Donnie?
That put Donnie on the map, man.
That was a crisis.
No, that crisis led to, I think, you really getting in people's minds. I think that was your gateway.
That's like the capitalist that when the stock market's crashing, they buy up all the land and stuff. That's what you did that day that wings
prices
were
escalating. You bought up all the mental real estate
like,
about wings.
You guys were talking about this yesterday, the red letter date. That's the red letter date in Donnie football's
life.
Professional career.
Here's Mark Caballi on Twitter. The Steelers in no way imaginable inquired about trading for Trevor Lawrence and have no interest and even reaching out to the Jags about acquiring Lawrence, according to a source.
Yes.
I was disappointed that they weren't interested in Lawrence. I wanted them to call, and I wanted them to get a no, but I at least wanted them to see, hey, can we coax you into giving up this guy that's better than our options?
Yeah, I mean, there's a...
Right, isn't there a school of thought that says that's the way to do it, Mark?
Yes, but I think a guy, was he a year removed from the contract?
Mm-hmm.
He signed that monster deal. A lot of that money is just crazy right now, and he really hasn't. Okay, he's very talented, right? But he really hasn't done anything yet for that type of money. I don't know. I'm not willing.
Is this your opinion you're giving right now, or is this what the Steelers told you?
Apparently, the Steelers, if we were asked about it, said we have no opinion on that player.
No, I just think, of course, they've called. I mean, they might have not have called around yet. Like the combine's coming up. There's everybody there, GMs, coaches, coordinator. Everybody's there. They tend to mingle and talk there. So I can imagine that there'll become conversations of, hey, who's available, who might not be available, that comes out of that. You'll hear more coming out of that. Just to randomly call a team with no GM and has a quarterback who is a year from their sign, you might as well call Patty Mahomes or something, right? So, yeah, it was to the point where when I talked to people about this, it was like, where in the world did this come from? And you heard it in the voice of the person that said this, you knew that they weren't. You can tell when people are lying to you.
So you heard our interview with him yesterday, and you thought you heard a liar, liar, pants on fire.
Who's that?
No, he's saying the people he heard.
No, the people I talked to about
Steelers organization. Where is this coming from?
I got you.
And they either have a very good poker voice, or they really.
What did Cook say that one time? I'm flabbergasted. They were flabbergasted.
That was when Ron was with Roethlisberger and I, and Ben was threatening to retire over Todd Haley.
They were flabbergasted that this was something that was even out there.
Do you think Ben or Ron was in on that and knew Ben was going to say it and then acted that way?
I can honestly tell you he was
flabbergasted.
He was like stunned. He didn't know what to do. It's like he had forgotten the English language.
Like when Joe was interviewing Brooklyn Decker at the Super Bowl, and he just could not get a phrase out.
You want
out.
To talk about devastated, like Ron was, what are we going to do if Ben retires? We're not going to have a show anymore?
Speaking of that, you remember I did a story on that show and interviewed Andrew and Cook?
Yep.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't read that one. I'm sorry.
That was over at his old employer. We don't talk about those days unless Mark brings it up like he did right now.
The McKeesport Daily News.
No, The Athletic. I don't really care.
So, Mark, just to put a button on this, do you think that the Steelers look at Trevor Lawrence and think he's not a good quarterback?
No.
It's not that.
I just don't think that fits what they want to spend, where they want to go. It was probably like, we know he's not going to be available. I'm sure that, like I said, they're not going to make their special call to a guy like that.
Is it a special call? It's a call. Why does it have to be special?
But who are you calling?
Well, that part's right.
Sean Collins? Who's probably a billionaire and thinking.
How about Tony Khan?
Tony Khan's busy with his AEW, right?
He's fielding that call in a full neck brace.
Mark, it's kayfabe bear, baby.
Among, do people understand what that word means?
That's where you pretend like that what happens in the ring is actually real and carries on to real life.
Mark, among these wide receivers who are perceived to be available, Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, and Devontae Adams, who do you think is the most likely for the Steelers, the most realistic? Let me put it that way.
I would like Deebo. I don't know what they're thinking right at this moment. I haven't really dove into that. I think Deebo, you know, and all of a sudden he's 20 pounds heavy right now, as people are reporting, right? That tells me somebody's trying to drive down the price if they're putting that out there. But I think he fits exactly what Arthur Smith would want to do. I think he was considering he's, you know, not totally washed. I mean, you have to make that decision. But playing in the slot, being able to be versatile, be able to block, I think he's better than any of the other two. Devontae, sure, I'd take him, but I wouldn't take him as number one. And Cooper Kupp, I just think he's
cooked.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rams did. And the Rams are smarter than the Steelers on offense.
I mean, he's not the only one. There's going to be more guys come available.
Like who? Who are some?
I mean, first of all, Godwin's out there. Oh, he's already available, right?
Yep. He's coming off a torn knee.
I thought I read that he would have been ready late in the season. A very talented player, but I don't know if I viewed him.
I mean,
if
he was available late in the season, why didn't he friggin' play? They made the playoffs.
I think it was really late. It was like iffy type of thing that he could have made it. So I don't think that should linger into it. But his market value is crazy,
according to the people you've talked to.
No, the spot track. I don't call up random people and say, "Hey, what's that called? Who are we talking about?"
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin. My fault. And what his market value is, but it was a little bit more expensive than I thought.
Might as well just make an inquiry and see if Stephon Diggs wants to be a Steeler.
And the Keenan Allen guy is always very, but he reminds me of. I would have liked him last year.
I happen to like him a lot.
But is he Van Jefferson part two?
No, I think he's always gets open, and I think his game ages better because he's such a precise route runner.
Possession type of guy.
Exactly.
He runs a lot of stuff over the middle, though, so if you have Russ, get ready for 20 catches for the whole year.
Oh, you mean you need Mike Tomlin as a head coach, Chris, that area of the field is off limits?
Russ never threw the middle of the field.
Those two fit perfectly because Russ, I don't think, could see the throw over there.
No, I said his whole career, Russ is always like a sideline merchant.
Hey, Russ couldn't see the throw in the middle of the field, and nothing happens good over the middle of the field. You know,
Mike Tomlin's got the Woody Hayes approach to the forward pass three things can happen. Two of them are bad, and all, you know, really, there's more
Mark,
things.
Mark, when did he when become throw it over the such middle. A scaredy pants with, like, my quarterback
and
has
why?
A better chance to lose me the game than make plays and win me a game?
Probably once they stop having a franchise quarterback.
I mean, Ben didn't play like a franchise quarterback the last probably 2 years of his career, though, post-injury.
Fourth quarter of games his final year, he looked pretty doggone.
Okay, then Kenny Pickett's a franchise quarterback, too, in his first year.
Wow. Well, see, that's what I don't get about it. They drafted Kenny to be a franchise quarterback, which we all know was a mistake. I'll even admit that now. And they didn't like allow for him to perform like a franchise quarterback. They want to put these guys in a vice, Mark.
I mean, they didn't do him any favors of how they never elevated him above the number three into camp and OTAs, and all of a sudden said, okay, you're good enough to start game four. What was it, game five?
Game four.
Whatever it is. They threw him in right there. I mean, same thing. I mean, you see the history there. I mean, Mason Rudolph, same thing. If you're investing a third-round pick who you had the first-round grade on, then you don't have a dedicated quarterback coach? I mean,
come back to the same thing I always come back to when we talk about this. It all feels incredibly futile because it seems like they are completely clueless in every way as to how to find another guy for that position.
But they're not the only – I mean, it's not the easiest thing to do. I mean, or every single team would have a franchise.
But they don't even – it sounds like their coach doesn't even – the head coach who we know has, like, pretty much the final say here, like, doesn't even really want a franchise quarterback. He wants somebody to be one on his terms, which are extremely, like, 1994 franchise quarterback.
I want to make sure I work this in. Jason Mackey will follow us tonight, ask the question. Something I've been thinking about. If the Steelers could work out a trade and he agreed, would you take Kenny Pickett over Justin Fields / Russell Wilson in 2025?
No. I guess it's a one-word answer response, right?
Well, I got this secondhand, but Donnie, apparently Jason brought this up on the air and was just like, why are people on my ass about it? Is that accurate?
They got on him a bit, it seemed.
I mean, I saw the writing on the wall with Kenny, how he left of asking for a trade, and that just does not work well in this city, man. I'm sorry.
Well, it actually works well if you want out of town because the Steelers seem to want to trade guys who don't want to be
here.
You
saw the new stuff that – well, semi-new stuff that came out with – what's his face? The outside linebacker. Who was he?
You're talking about Cassius Marsh.
No.
James linebacker? Harrison.
Come on, tell me. No, not Harrison. The guy that just said, I'm done, and they traded him.
Ingram.
Yes.
Ingram, yeah. He was like, I just didn't show up.
Well, Harrison also did an interview with Ryan Clark about his final days with the Steelers before he went to New England.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. He said he basically got lied to by Tomlin. He knew what Tomlin was doing. He was just keeping him around and waiting for one of those guys to get injured, and he wanted the insurance policy.
Well,
and he's I'm not down with that.
But he's Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt, what are you expecting to happen? Shouldn't you assume?
I mean, Bud Dupree, in fairness, wasn't good then. That was also when he was spending a lot of his time DMing
me. That was crazy.
Eric Hagman.
No, he didn't DM me. He just flat out tweeted me, called me
a what?
Fat butt.
I think you can say
he
fat
tweeted,
ass.
Hey, Mark,
I don't know what
he
said.
A fat butt?
Something like
that.
He
probably said fat
and
ass.
I forget what I responded to him.
But you're about to say, and I approve this message, like you're a politician.
I forget what I was going to say now about Dupree.
Man, you're having a couple senior moments here at the end of the day.
Yeah, because you're
Is
confusing
okay?
me, man. I'm looking at all these TVs, and I get confused.
That's not me confusing you at all. I didn't
too many distractions. You'll be old one time, too. You get these.
What's happening? You're not that
right
old.
Now.
Oh, I'm old as dirt.
How old are you?
21.
Tom Brady's like 2 years younger than you, and he just got done playing NFL football.
Yeah, but he ate like avocado ice cream. I ate like chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
All right. I think our time is up here.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.